It's time now for Radio Theater. Joining us today, Crystal Pelkey, the producing director for The Underground. And she joins us to talk about theater on the radio this morning. Good morning, Crystal. Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Chris. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. So Underground has been the hot seat. That sounds like a bad thing. It's been sort of the hot place to be this year for a lot of great theater, not only great musicals that you brought in and produced there, but take it with you as well. A lot of things going on. What's up for the new year this year?
Yeah, well, we're excited, Chris. We came off a really great 2015, and going into 2016, we're getting ready with our first production, which is The Last 5 Years, which is a musical that opens on January 28th. This is a really interesting story. It's two people, and it's a couple that is reliving the last 5 years of their relationship, and it's told in reverse chronological order and chronological order at the same time by both of their perspectives. Wow. And the story they meet only once in the middle, and that's their wedding day.
That sounds like a Doctor Who episode almost, doesn't it?
You know, exactly. So we are really looking forward to that. It's starring Adam Cipolla and Carolyn Lapine, two of our best vocalists in town. So we're gearing up for that at the end of January, and we have an exciting full season coming up, including Ticket With You, which you mentioned, which will be back for season 3 starting in April. So,
and that's the hardest ticket in town to get suddenly. People try to get tickets the last day, the day it's on. Oh, I got to get a ticket, and they find out it's already sold out.
I know. It's fantastic. You know, we're working on ways to make more seats available this year, so because it is in such high demand. So what a great problem to have, really. But knowing that after the success of season 2, we can prepare a little bit better, we hope, for season 3, so that more people who do want to see the show live have a chance to do so.
Now, The Underground also is a place where shows that seem to be coming through, little one-run, one-night shows seem to appear at times, too. I've seen magicians there. I've seen all sorts of interesting things. The Underground really is a kind of a workshop in many ways, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to the seasons that we produce and the series that we produce, we are a community space and a rental venue. So things that you mentioned often do come to us that are coming through town, that are looking for a venue or looking for a space to perform, whether for one night or two nights. We are available for that. We just had a great show in November. A wonderful lady who lives in Grand Marais brought her one-woman show here. She played for the National Symphony, and she had a very cleverly titled one-woman show called In Search of the Perfect G-String, of all things, which we were so excited to present to Duluth. It sold out at the Kennedy Center a couple of years ago, and she found out about us through a friend who had stage managed a show at the Underground and sent us an application and a proposal, and we had a great evening in November. So,
wonderful.
So we're a little bit of everything at our venue, and our venue is reconfigurable, which is really great asset for us because we can do everything from take out the risers and have a sit-down dinner for up to 120, or the next day we could have, you know, a theatrical production in the round, or we could have one, you know, in the proscenium style. And especially for those people who come to see Ticket With You each month, they'll often see a different set for another production that we're currently working on at the time. So there's never a dull moment in our theater.
And it's such a great location, too. I love that you can smell the axle grease of the trains as you walk in, and you're sort of nestled in the middle of all these museums.
Yeah, you sure can. Yeah, or often hear the train whistles or the loud bells signifying the arrivals or departures. It's a great place. We're very lucky to be in the historic depot downtown.
Well, it's going to be an exciting year, Crystal. And thanks so much this morning. We appreciate it, getting up this morning. So,
yeah, thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate the work that you do at KOMD, and continued success to you in 2016.
We shall. The same to you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Crystal Pelkey, the producing director for the Underground Theater, which is, of course, in the underground level of the Duluth Depot. And she joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8 on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.